Okay, good afternoon. It's great to see everyone. So we're on next week?
Yes.
Not everyone's grandchildren are coming. Yeshiva week, we're good. Okay. So that's why I'm on, because my children are off, so I want to be on here. Perfect. Just don't tell my wife that. Okay. As always, I want to thank the Froelich family for sponsoring the afternoon kollel, and this week's learning in particular has been sponsored by Aaron Becher in memory of Pesel Grindel Bas Yosef Tzvi, Neshama Shlav and Aliyah, through the learning done on Monday and this afternoon. Also want to mention, in memory of Yosef Tzvi Alevi Ben Meir, our beloved Joel Green, our beloved BRS member who passed away and whose wife and children are in the midst of sitting Shiva. Okay, and lastly, a reminder, as we do every week, the Rosh Weiss weekend is coming up in a couple of weeks, a week from the Shabbos. Sunday, two amazing opportunities to learn with him. In the morning, a medical ethics seminar from 9 to 11:30 a.m. He's the postdoc of Shaarei Tzedek Hospital, and we'll discuss fascinating issues, including end of life. Thank you. And Sunday evening, a dessert reception to inaugurate the Dr. Yitzchak Belazon Beis Medrash of BRS, and he'll be giving a lecture that evening as well. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Last week we spoke about Charoset. We spoke about a number of things, but we ended by talking about the proper recipe for charoses. That most people make charoses out of apples. The Gemara referenced, is it zecher le tapuach, zecher le tit? In the consistency, should charoses, is it reminiscent, is the acidic nature, or is it the texture of it? Does it remind us of the brick, or does it remind us of the orchard? The question is, what is tapuach? And we ended last week with Shechter and Bikvei Atzon, when Mr. Shem will be here for Shabbos, by the way, November 5th. Rav Shechter, so March 5th rather. Okay. So I'm not up to November yet. But Rav Shechter and Bikvei Atzon reminded us that the word tapuach in Tanakh does not mean apple. It means some type of citrus fruit, most likely an esrog. And therefore the proper recipe for charoses, it can have apples in order to create the texture, but the proper recipe of charoses, Rav Shechter reminded us, should include something acidic like grapefruit, esrog, orange, or the like. Okay, it brings us up to the Mishnah, Psachim Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph 116a. We are continuing along the process of the Seder, right? The second half of Arei Psachim, the Gemara has been delineating for us exactly the process of how the Seder unfolds. And we've already covered the idea of the first cup, Kiddush. We talked about I mentioned the Nedrasha. We didn't say this in the afternoon kollel, but Nedrasha a few weeks ago I mentioned an incredible insight of the Meshech Chachma, who says that if the Dalet Kosos correspond with the Dalet Lashonos of Geula, then there's a correlation between where that Kos comes in the Seder and the definition or understanding of that Lashon of Geula. So the first cup we drink corresponds with which Lashon of Geula? The Otsesi. And what's that first cup?
Kiddush.
So the Meshech Chachma develops the idea that if you want to achieve Kedusha, then Vehotseisi. You have to elevate, you have to extract yourself from the negative influences of the culture you're in. In order to achieve Kedusha, Klal Yisrael first had to be taken out of the 49 levels of Tumah in Mitzrayim. And we too, it's a general lesson for life. If you want to achieve Kiddush, then you have to begin with Vehotseisi. You have to have the courage to extract yourself from just being defined by the environment and the culture that you're in. So we saw so far Kadesh, Urchatz we talked about, why do you wash your hands? Because of Tumah, Sheni L'Tumah, the hands are Sheni L'Tumah. We talked about Karpas, what do you use and how you dip it and so on and so forth. We talked about Yachatz last week. We talked about the Machlokas Rishonim, how many matzahs you have at your Seder. Is it 1.5? Is it 2.5? Do you need Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov? Do you need Lechem Mishnah at the Seder? Do you need Lechem Mishnah at the Seder? Ought to when the Seder falls on Friday night, as it did last year. So all that we talked about last week. And that brings us up to the Mishnah. Mazgu lo kosheni zot the Mishnah. You now pour the second cup. V'kan ben shoal aviv. And here the son asks the father. V'mein das v'ben aviv malamdo. And if the son is not an age or does not have the capacity to ask, so then the father is responsible to teach the son how to ask. In other words, methodologically, pedagogically, the Mishnah is clearly delineating that the method of learning at the Seder is not a lecture. It's not a drasha. It's not a group study. But rather, it's question and answer. Question and answer. Akasha and the Teretz. A question and an answer. And if it's so much so, that if the son doesn't know how to ask the question, then you have to teach him how to ask the question. Say, Well, he doesn't have to ask. Why do I have to answer? The answer is no. You have to teach him how to. You have to teach him how to ask. Says, well, we'll come back to it in a second. And what's the question? On all the nights we eat chametz and matzah. In other words, you could eat whichever you prefer, if you like chametz or if you like matzah. But that option is off the table. You don't have alternatives when it comes to Pesach. All you can have in terms of the bread, the staple of the meal, is matzah. On other nights, we are not only eating maror, you could eat whatever vegetables, but that night it's maror. Now you'll notice, by the way, some girsas, some language that's inexact from what we're used to from the Haggadah, and there's big discussion here among the Rishonim. Question number three. Shebechol alelos anu ochlen basar tzli shaluk umavushol. That on all of the nights you can prepare the meal however you want. You can roast it on an open fire. You can cook it in extreme, in a lengthy fashion, which is shaluk. Mavushal, you could cook it normally. But alayla zekulot tzli. But on this night, on Pesach night, the whole mitzvah is to eat the korban Pesach, which has to be roasted on an open fire. And lastly, fourthly, shebechol alelos Anu Madbilin, again different girsas, but Anu Madbilin Pamachas, on all the nights we dip, in other words, we eat vegetables in a dip with a condiment one time, but Alayla Zeh, this night, Shtei Pa'amim, namely the karpas in the salt water and the maror in the charosis. Okay, so that's the Mishnah's delineation of the Dalad of the Arba Kashas, of the four questions at the Seder, Manishtanam. Ulefi daito.
When did leaning come in?
Ulefi daito shel ben oven melamdo. According to the capacity of the child, the father teaches what happened in Mitzrayim. Umaschil beginus umesayim b'shevach. And you begin by talking about the unflattering part of our history, and you conclude. You move in the Seder. It moves towards the praiseworthy part. V'dorish arami ovid avi atshiigmar kol haparsha kula. And then you darshan Arami Ovid Avi until you complete the entire Parsha. So here the Mishnah is telling us what Maggid is made of. We have the questions of the son, which is the methodology of education at the Seder, question and answer format, so much so you have to teach the son to ask, and the four questions are asked. You answer, it's generic, it's very ambiguous. What do you answer? It doesn't tell us. It just says in your answer you begin with Ginus, with the unflattering, and you Messiah, and you complete it with Shevach, with the flattering, and you dash in the Psukim of Arami Oved Avi. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Let's see the Rashbam. It says the Rashbam inside. V'kan ha-ben Shoel Asaviv, the first Rashbam on the Mishnah. Kan b'mezigas kosheni ha-ben Shoel Asaviv imuchacham manishtana achshav shemozgin kosheni kodem achila. What's the question? What's precipitating the question? What is invoking the curiosity of the child? So the Rashbam says, what's doing it? What's unusual here that is invoking the child to say, Manishtana, what is going on? So what does the Rashbam seem to suggest? It's the Mezigas Kosheni. It's the fact that you're pouring a second cup. This notion, okay, continues the Rashbam. Normally you just dip your vegetables in salad dressing once during the meal, but tonight, shtei pa'amim, tibul rishon d'shal yirakos, karpas, and tibul sheni, which is maror. Halayla zeh kulo tzli, bizman shaveis demikdash kayem, ayesho akein. So the Rashbam already, Moshe Leib, the Rashbam already is alluding to your question, which he says, yeah, this is unfamiliar to us. This is not our third question. Of all other nights, you could barbecue, you could roast, you could fry, you could use the George Foreman grill, but tonight, tzli. We're unfamiliar with that question. Says the Rashbam, the reason is, this question was only relevant, obviously, when you had a Korban Pesach, it was relevant b'zman habayis. We'll come back to. If your son understands well, so get into it with him. Get into it with him. I'm not going to get into this, but I saw there's a whole discussion in Rishonim and Achronim. What if your son doesn't have das? Your son doesn't know how to ask. Is there a chiv to teach your daughter to ask? Where do daughters come in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? And the question and answer for, I'm not I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole, but is there a chiyuv to teach your daughter? Are women equally obligated? Or the notion of the pedagogic interaction between father and child, is it equal between father and child, father and son, and father and daughter? Or is there something different, unique about the father-son relationship that doesn't apply to the daughter? So the Rashbamir says, according to the intellectual development, the cognitive capability of the son, you get into it. And the Maschal Beginos Mefarish Begemara. So let's see the Gemara. We're going to go through this whole sugya till the next Mishnah, and which is a short time from now, and on the bottom of the Amud, and then we'll get into the packet that I handed out. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Chacham Bino, if the son is a Talmid Chacham, Shalalo. So then the son asks, the Neina Chacham, if the son is ignorant, Ishto Shalalto. So the wife should ask the husband. It's an interesting, again, I saw somebody showing a mask. First of all, where's the daughter? But second of all, what are you getting your wife to ask? If your son's not a chacham, teach him to ask. Isn't that what the Mishnah said? Teach the son? So what do you mean, if your son's not a chacham? So ishto shalto, why ishto shalto? Teach your son how to ask. Vim lav, if you're not married, who shalalatzmo? It's kind of a funny picture. You look a little bit like you lost your mind. But you sit there and you ask yourself. You ask yourself the questions of Manashtana Lailazah, and you give yourself the answer. Which again is teaching us that it's not so much about, normally when someone has a question, they honestly don't know the answer and they're curious for the solution. So there's a question and there's an answer. But here the question is not a lack of knowledge and the answer is not filling in the knowledge. The question and answer is the format of the conversation. It represents a format, a template of the conversation more than it is filling in blanks. And that is evident from the fact that Sho'ala Atzmo, the template, the format of the conversation is question and answer. So much so, it's absurd to say you ask yourself a question and you give yourself an answer. A mentally healthy person doesn't go through that. So what must it mean is that this is a function of the template. Do you have to say it out loud, by the way? When it says, Shoa la'atzma.
Yes.
So the Rush, in the Shailas of Tshuvas, it's not in your handout, but the Rush in Klal Chav Dalet, some days of his Tshuvas, the Rush says no. There's no mitzvah bepiv. You don't have to articulate with your mouth unless the son asks, then you have to answer out loud. So the Achronim will ask, what do you mean? How could he say that in his tshuva? It says over here that Lishol Atzmo, you have to ask yourself, which sounds like it has to be out loud. So the Rush answers, or some explain within the Rush, that Rav Yerucham Perlo, in his commentary to Rav Sadi Gaon Sefer HaMitzvos, Rav Yerucham Perlo explains that according to the Rush, when the son asks, your obligation to answer is midoraisa. But if you don't have someone to ask and you're by yourself, then what you're doing is midorabanan. It's like zecher to the conversation that should have happened, but it's not happening on the doraisa level. So when it's doraisa, that's to be articulated out loud. But when it is derabanan, not. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So if you have your son's a chacham, shkarech, all the tuition paid off. So the son asks, ein a chacham, ishto shalto. In love, who show la'atzmo? V'afilu shnei tamid ha'chacham m'shiyodem b'ilchas Pesach, shoa l'nzeleze manashtan alay lazeh mikol alaylos. And even if you have two tamid ha'chachamim sitting there, Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Shechter are having a Seder together, then still, they say manashtana, and avadim ayinu, and mitchilo avadazor ayu avaseinu. You even ask manashtana, even if you have two great tamid ha'chachamim sitting there having the Seder together. Anyway, go to page... For a minute, skip ahead. We'll do this out of order. Go to page 9 for a second. There's a lot of pages here. Page 9. On this page, just pay attention to the top right. It's from the Haggadah Siach HaGrid. It's from the Haggadah of Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik's interpretations of the Haggadah from his grandson. So here he writes the following. We know it says v'cholamar b'lasapa b'tzias mitzrayim harei ze meshubach. Haramam goris b'agadaso shekol hamar b'lasaper. We have v'kol. The Rambam in his agada has shekol hamar b'lasapa b'tzias mitzrayim harei ze meshubach. V'gir sezut tzricha bir ezen esin estam shayeches l'kam. Why did the Rambam change it? V'chol amarba, and all who elaborate, who dwell on the telling of the story, harizim mishabach, it's praiseworthy. And the Rambam said, shekol, the girsas utzorach, you have to explain it. V'nira labar is girsas Rambam, said the Rav, the divrei baal hagada, shekol amarba, the saper, who hemshech, when it's seen as tam, or divrei hagada, shebolof nechein, tafilu kulanu chachamim mitzvah alinu lasaper, b'tzias mitzrayim. Well, the shebechol for the Rambam, this sentence is a continuation of the statement that the Haggadah made beforehand. The Haggadah just finished saying, "Afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nivonim, kulanu yodim." Even if all of us are wise, we know kol Torah kula. Still, we have mitzvah in lasaper yitzias mitzrayim. So said the Rav. That's what the Rama meant. And therefore, she kol amarbe, not the and additionally, but she, that this sentence is a continuation of what came before. Kach perushim shel dvarim. Afilu kavanu chacham nevanu yodin satora ulefum riatayim itzrichen lios peturim l'sapi yitzias mitzrayim. In truth, we should be exempt. I gotta sit and be mevatel my Torah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who goes through Kol Torah Kula every year, he's got a strict regimen every day. He's mesayim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is a bechor. He makes the siyum on erev Pesach, and the siyum he makes on erev Pesach is called the siyum Kol Torah Kula. He makes a siyum on Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, Medrash Agada, Medrash Halacha, Sifra, Sifri. He goes through, he has a regimen every single day that he learns the necessary amount, 7 blot of the Bavli, and this many blot of the Yerushalmi, and every Erev Pesach, he makes a siyum on Kol HaTorah Kula, Tanakh, Medrash Halacha, Medrash Agada, Bavli, Yerushalmi, and so on and so forth. So you're telling me that Reb Chaim Kanievsky reading through the Haggadah is not Bittul Torah? It's Bittul Torah! He could be going through Marshas and Pnei Yeshuas. He could be going through Reb Chaim's. He could be chazering all the Shas, 7 blot. He's got to sit and listen to the Haggadah, which he could recite Baal Peh. That's not Bittul Torah. What's Reb Chaim doing? By the way, maybe that's why they printed a couple years ago Reb Chaim Kanievsky Haggadah. And in it, it mentions the beginning of Magid, that Reb Chaim Kanievsky's family finishes Magid in half an hour. We, every kid, goes through 70 gematrias and Rosh Tevis and projects and makas and right? We have this competition. We come to shul the next morning, when I was a kid, and still you see some adults do it. What time did you finish? No, what time did you finish? We just finished now. Right before I came to shul. Everybody's in such a competition. What time did you finish? So Chaim Kanievsky's family, half an hour. Which would explain, maybe. He doesn't want to be Mevatel Torah.
They were hungry.
They're hungry. So here the Rav asks, what do you mean? If you're kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevonim, kulanu yodim, eskara kula, if you know the whole Torah, from riata, in truth, you should be potter from Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kevin Shekvar Yodim Esa Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. In other words, if the entire goal of Seder Night is to teach something to someone who doesn't know it, well, this group of people know it. They should be exempt. So the second half of the sentence, according to the Rav, explains the first half. Why the Rambam changed it to Shekol Amarba from Vichol Amarba? Because if you understand it with a Vav, the Vav Achibur, Vichol Amarba, so it's just connect. What is it doing? What does it have to do with anything? So the Rambam changed it to Shekol Amarba. Why is it? If you know Kol HaTorah Kula, why do you have to still be Mekayim Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? The answer is Shekol Amarba L'Saper is a Meshubach. Because even if you know it already, Kol Amarba L'Saper nevertheless is Meshubach. Yitzias Mitzrayim is not just telling a story in case you don't know, it's analyzing, it's delving into the depths of the story, it's reminiscing, it's reliving the story, and because it contains all of that, even if you know it already, you're obligated to repeat it. And that's why the Rambam changed it from a Vav to a Shin. You don't just tell a superficial story. It's not just a narrative, but you get into the depths. It's limitless, the width and the depth of this knowledge. Okay, so come back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, So now you understand. Why did two Talmidei Chachamim? They know Psachim by heart. They know everything. Why do they have to tell a story? That's a really good use of their time. That's Bittul Torah. They should be learning. The answer is no, because the mitzvah is not knowledge. The mitzvah is experiential, and the mitzvah is plumbing the depths of that knowledge. And Shekol Amarba, not Vikol Amarba. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Shebechol, there's one of my Bilim Pamachas, Halala Zeshtei Pa'amim, Maskev La Rava, Rava Est, Otu Koyoma, Losagyed Zolo, Matpalachad Azimna. Gemara wants to know about this fourth question. And in the rest of the year, are you not able to eat a Seudah without tipping once? Why are you making it sound like you have to dip once? What if I like steak and potatoes? I'm not interested in a salad. I know potatoes are vegetable. I don't want a vegetable that I'm going to dip. So you're right. The way it should read is, Shebechol Alaylos Einanu Chayavim Atabal Afilu Pamachas Halayla Zeshtei Pa'amim Einachanami. Every other dinner, if you just want to eat
meat and potatoes,
you don't have to dip once. So not that every other night you dip once, why tonight twice? It's every other night you don't even have to dip once, why tonight do you have to dip twice? Maskev Lord of Safra. So if Safra asks on Rava, according to our Girsa in the Mishnah, Chiyuva Ledardiki. So according to our Girsa in the Mishnah, it sounded like you have to. So is there a Chiyuv? Is there a Chiyuv Ledardiki? Is there a obligation for young children? El Amar of Safra Chitani. Ein anu matbil mafilu pamachas, alel azeh shtei pa'amin. Okay. Let's stop here for a minute. Go to your handout. We read the four questions in the Mishnah. The first question was what? Why tonight? Normally you could choose chametz or matzah. Tonight only matzah. Yeah. Normally you dip once. Why tonight twice? Or normally you don't dip at all, we just said. Why tonight twice? Normally I can cook in whatever method I want. Tonight I have to roast. Mm-hmm. And lastly, dipping. What was the second one? What did I say? Yerakos. I'm sorry. Normally I could have whatever vegetables, why dafka mur, and so on. When the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam is a different manashtana. I'm on page one. The Rambam in the 8th parak of Chametz Matzah, Halacha Beis, writes, Maschal Mavarach Bori Pri Adama, Velokeach Yerak, Mavetabo Osoba Charoses, that's Karpas. Ochol Kezayis, Hu Vachol Masumin Imo, Kolecha Vachan Enoch Apachos Mikezayis. Right, which we went through that whole question. Are you supposed to eat a Kezayis of the Karpas? Not supposed to? Remember we saw in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that you have a whole Shaila on whether the Bracha, is it a hefsik, the Bori Pri Adama you're going to make on the Karpas, maybe you should have to make it on the Maror, so in an effort to avoid a Bracha Achrona, which would raise the Shaila of a new Bracha Rishona, we eat less than a Kezayis of Karpas at our Seder, that's the Minug. The Minug is to ignore that Halacha and to eat a lot more, because you're starving and you know you're not going to eat for a while, but the proper thing is to not eat a Kezayis of Karpas, but the Rambam Davka mentions eating a Kezayis. V'achar kach okan ha-shulchan mifnei korei ha-gad levado. And then you remove the table. We spoke about this last week. You remove it from everybody. You're just the person who's leading. They used to have little tables. We have a big table. You pour the second cup. And here, the son asks. How many questions does the Rambam have?
Five
questions. The Rambam has five questions. He tacks on the fifth question. And then he deletes one. Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam switches one out. He takes out the one that the Rashbam already alerted us to is only relevant Bizman Bai Sheni, and he added in one that the Mishnah never mentioned. He added in one that the Gemara never mentioned. And that is Haseba. Question is, all of the nights we can eat, lying down, sitting up, standing on your head, however you want. And tonight, Alayla Zekulanu Misubin. Now, if the Rambam substitutes, we understand. There's a few questions you could ask here. One of the questions wasn't relevant. Okay, so just delete it. Why'd you have to substitute? That's A. B, once you're going to substitute, if the question is so compelling, your new question, why wasn't it included to begin with? Why wasn't it included to begin with? So the Rambam adds a new question. For us, it's not new because that's what we're used to. It's already at our Seder. Question is, why did the Rambam feel compelled to substitute? Why not just delete the now irrelevant question? And once he was going to substitute, why did he substitute it with Or why, if the question he substituted with is so compelling, why not? Why wasn't it there in the first place? So turn to page 2. You have the Sefer on the Rambam of the Tzofnas Panech. Anyone know who wrote the Tzofnas Panech?
The
Rogachover Gaon. Reb Rozen. The Rogachover Gaon, Reb Rozen Zatzal, was a Rebbe of Rabbi Teitz from Elizabeth. Rabbi Teitz considered himself a Talmud of the Rogachover. In fact, I believe Rabbi Teitz rescued some of the writings of the Rogachover and was involved in reprinting the writings of the Rogachover Gaon. Rogachover was an unbelievable Eloi, an incredible Talmud Chacham. He might have even been a greater Masmid than Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Because if you saw a picture of the Rogachover Gaon, you know that he looked like, I hate to even say this, but he looked like a hippie. His hair was wild, was all over. And they say the reason the Rogachover Gaon had such hair is, in order to get a haircut, you got to take a yarmulke off. And once you take a yarmulke off, you're not allowed to think in Torah. He couldn't even last that long to get a haircut to stop to interrupt thinking in learning, thinking in Torah. That's why the Rogachover. So anyway, the Rogachover Gaon, Reb Rozen, Reb Yosef Rozen, has a sefer on a few sections of the Rambam. It's not complete on the Rambam. And his sefer is called the Tzofnas Panech. His name is Reb Yosef Rozen, like Yosef HaTzadik, Tzofnas Panech, is his sefer on the Rambam. He wrote very cryptically, and he wrote very succinctly. So if you see here, he quotes the Rambam, Perachas Halacha Beis, what we just read, and here cryptically he says, the Tzofnas Panech, Hadro Chashe B'mishneh Zem Mishum Da'av Machlokes B'psachim, Itarte Kosei Kamoi Bo Yosef, Imken Adayin Lo Yosef B'klal. Right, very cryptic, continues on the next page. V'gam B'shlomo D'minhagam Ayalachol Kol Hashana B'seva K'mashikosav Vasya Shapir. Right, that's the cryptic Tzofnas Panech. He wrote very, he's brilliant, an Eloi. It would distract him from learning to have to write too much. So you could just write enough to be cryptic because you really want to get back to the learning that you're doing. So we have Biurim. I'm not sure who authored the Biurim here. I don't know who authored these Biurim on this version of the Tzofnas Panech, but he explains the following. Rabbeinu Bolivar, Rebbe, the Rogachover Gaon, came to explain. Lama Mishnah Lamaskira Sheila Aseva Beseira Sheilos. If this is such a good question of the Rambam, why didn't the Mishnah include it among the questions? Shabbachol Aleinu Sanoach Lamin Yashuv Mishnah Alay Zaklum Vesuben V'Hadol Achashav Mishnah Sheila Aseba Ben Seira Sheila Shnemer Mishnah Psachim Mishnah Machlokas BePsachim Itati Kase Kamai Boy Heseba. You remember on Kuf Ches earlier, Itmar Matzah Tzarech Heseba Mar Ein Tzarech Heseba. That matzah needs a seba, mar does not. Yayin itma mishmei de Rav Nachman tzarech a seba. Itma mishmei de Rav Nachman ain't tzarech a seba. Two opinions in Rav Nachman. Does when you drink the wine, do you have to recline, lean to the level of pligi? And says the Gemara, this is not a contradiction. It's the students weren't debating what Rav Nachman held. They're not arguing. They're talking about two different things. Habatarti kasi kamai. Two are referring to the first two cups. Habatarti kasi basrai. And the other is referring to the two second cups. And then you have this debate. Okay, so now that you've distinguished and said two cups need a seba, two don't, now we have two traditions, which two cups need a seba and which two cups don't need a seba. So since we're not sure exactly which of the tradition is correct, so even though really strictly speaking you only need two, since we don't know which two of the four, we just do a seba for all four. Asher Alken Kasav Rabbeinu, and this is what the Rogachover Gaon meant. In Cain, Hol B'Gemara Yesh Machlokes M'Shtei Kosos Rishon Asrichos HaSeba Hayish B'Zmana Mishnah Adayin Lo HaSeba Klau L'Fichach Eina Mishnah Maskir Es HaSheila Al HaSeba. The fact that the Gemara is having a debate about HaSeba, it means that in the time of the Mishnah they were not doing HaSeba. And therefore, this was not included in the questions of the Mishnah because it wasn't happening. That Haseba is a phenomenon of the Gemara, not of the Mishnah, and that's why the Mishnah did not include it in the questions. What?
But
matzah.
The discussion was only on the wine.
Correct, but this whole discussion is in the Gemara, it's not in the Mishnah. Even Haseba on the. Forget Haseba on the wine. The idea is, Bizmana Mishnah Dailo Haseba Klau. Even on the matzah.
Even on the matzah.
It's not mentioned. Although the opening Mishnah of Ari Pesachim mentions the Seba. Right? Isn't that the opening Mishnah? Isn't that the opening Mishnah of Ari Pesachim? Yeah, V'lo yivchasu l'me'ar b'kosher sh'yayin, no. Afilu oni should be Yisrael lo yochal ad sh'yasev. Right? That's the opening Mishnah. But here he's quoting based on this Gemara, right? You're reading it with me. This Mana Mishnah Dain Lo Hasibu Klal, and therefore it doesn't mention this question. Tam Nosaf, but it's the second answer. Lama B'Mishnah Lo Huskar Sheila Laseba Kosev Rabbeinu Tamin Hagamay Lechol Ko Hashana Beseba Kamashe Kosev B'Brachos. The Gemara Brachos suggests that they used to eat Beseba all the time. So therefore, based on that, Hamishnah Ena Maskir Sheila Laseba Me'achav B'Zmana Mishnah Nagul Hashem Ko Hashana Beseba V'La Rambam Shekosev Sheila Laseba. In other words, according to the Rogachever, the Rambam held that this question was relevant even bisman abayis. Notice the way the Rambam writes it. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam wrote five questions, and then in Halacha Dalet, he deleted one of the questions which is no longer relevant. So the Rogachever understands that the Rambam doesn't believe we added Haseba once you took out. Mm-hmm. Once you took out, remember I asked you, why did the Rambam have to add a one? Just take out the one that's not relevant. Why does he have to add a new one? The answer is, according to the Rogachever, the Rambam didn't add one in order to make sure you still had the same number. The Rambam had five, Bizman based on Mikdash, when they were already doing not Haseba the whole year, just on Pesach. The Rambam Taka added the Manashtana of Haseba. But then afterwards he says you delete the one that's no longer relevant. Okay. Okay, so that is the answer of the Rogachever. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Epstein, says the Aruch HaShulchan, on page 4, in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tav Ayin Beis, Halacha Gimel. Yisad HaShulchan HaBekelim Noin Kvi Kocho, you organize your Seder table as best you can, don't use paper and plastic, make it look beautiful. Even though the whole year round we're not too ostentatious or showy with our table, we should be somewhat more modest because of the Chorban. It's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan, no? It explains the tradition of the Jewish people. Jewish women for centuries, Seder table set a few days early, you take out your best silver, your polish, you take out things that you don't normally use, even if we're a little bit more modest and subdued with our table the rest of the year, because we don't want to be too showy given the Chorban. But the minhag is that part of Simani Cheiras, part of the way that we show our freedom, is beautifying our table. Afilim yesh lo kli kesef mishnas mena bayla makbidim re'el amidim al shulchan bel pesach v'zeh otam b'mashkon as a mashkon. Even if you have silver which is as a mashkon, in other words, you're holding on to it, it's not yours. If you have the permission, you put it on your table. And this is the origin of Haseba. The reason our rabbis instituted Haseba is they used to recline. Aristocracy, royalty, would eat in a reclining position. So you should prepare your chair and how you will recline already on Erev Pesach. And no, famous Rav Yah is one of the Balei HaTosos. So the Rav Yah was of the opinion that today we no longer eat Beseba. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, we don't paskin like the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah is just one opinion. It's the opposite, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Even if you want to say that Haseba is no longer relevant because we don't eat the Haseba, royalty and monarchy, you go to a state dinner in the White House, you start leaning on the chair next to you in a reclining position, that's considered rude. Nevertheless, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we should preserve the practice of Haseba, not because that's how royalty eat, but rather because we're trying to invoke the curiosity. As the Rambam wrote, So the Aruch HaShulchan is trying to bring a raya from the fact that our Mishnah doesn't mention Haseba as one of the questions. Why? Because, in other words, what's the Aruch HaShulchan say? The Rav Yah says, yeah, the Gemara mentioned Haseba, we don't do Haseba anymore. Why? Because the whole reason for Haseba is the same reason for putting out your finest silver and your fine is China, because that's what free people do. It's derech eretz. Said the Rav Yah, but we live in a time where nobody eats Be'aseba anymore. So it's silly to eat Be'aseba. You're not accomplishing the goal of derech eretz. It doesn't look like eretz to eat Be'aseba. Comes along Baruch HaShulchan and he says, the Rav Yah got it wrong. The reason we eat Be'aseba is not derech eretz. That's one of the strange, peculiar practices we do that makes the kids ask, what are you doing? You don't normally take a pillow to the Shabbos table. You don't normally start leaning on the person next to you at the Shabbos table. What are you doing? And what's the Aruch HaShulchan's raya? What's the Aruch HaShulchan's proof that the reason for a seba is to invoke curiosity, not chayrus, and therefore, unlike the Rav Yah, it should still apply? The Aruch HaShulchan's raya is, it's not in their manashtana, and it's in ours. Why wasn't it in their manashtana? Because it wasn't unusual then. True, it's unusual now, and that's gufo why we say manashtana and include haseba. In other words, the fact that haseba is in manashtana is an argument for doing haseba today, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Because it's in the manashtana, obviously you have to do it, and the reason you're doing it is so that the children will ask, manashtana, what in the world is going on? He says this again, the Aruch HaShulchan repeats a similar idea, source on page 5, Tofai and Gimel, in the next simon, in Sif Chaf Aleph, Halacha Chaf Aleph, Acha Amiris Halach Ma'anya, Yaser HaMatzmi HaShulchan, after Halach Ma'anya, you take the matzah, V'zeu Lufi Minogim She'elev Shulchan Ketanos HaYogunos HaShulchan, Asher Mechasa Napas B'Mapa. They used to take away the whole table. We discussed this last week. Today we just cover the matzah. Also, that's why, like the Rashbam we saw, that's why you're pouring the second cup now. Why are you pouring the second cup now? When are you going to make the bracha on the second cup? After Magid. Second cup is after Hallel. God, so why aren't you waiting? Pour the second cup before you're going to make the bracha on the second cup. Why are you pouring the second cup? All you're doing is increasing the odds of somebody spilling that second cup all over the beautiful Seder table with your finest china and silver. Why are you pouring the second cup now? Pour it after Magid, after Hallel, right before you're going to go wash. That's when you're going to make the bracha on the second cup. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that too is to invoke the curiosity of the children who are going to say, Mom and Dad, you're not alcoholics. You don't normally have two drinks even before you serve dinner. What are you doing? One drink you have before dinner. Two drinks? Why are we drinking a second time? Sholem Manashtana V'inyan Manashtana K'inyan Magadu Masach Hashem Matovu Alach Yaakov. And then the Aruch HaShulchan linguistically gets into the use of the word Ma. Ma Nishtana. The Ma of Manishtana is similar to Magadlu Masach Hashem and Matovu Alach Yaakov and so on and so forth. Okay? So we see why Mazgu Lokos, why do we pour the second cup when we pour it? The Rashbam said similar to what the Aruch HaShulchan is suggesting. And we saw that while our Mishnah mentioned four questions, the Rambam added a fifth. The Rambam believes that fifth was said even Bizman Habayis. Our Mishnah doesn't include it, says the Ragat Shavar, because they weren't doing Haseba at that time. It's exactly the opposite of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says they were doing Haseba at that time, that's why it's not in the Manashtana. Whereas the Ragat Shavar says they weren't doing Haseba, and that's why there's no question of it in the Manashtana. Okay, let's keep going. So before we go, keep going in the Gemara, one more thing. What is the difference? This is a famous interpretation of Reb Chaim. What is the difference? Our Mishnah says the children have to ask, and you have to answer. You teach the child to ask, and then you answer. You start Begnus, Masayim, Beshvach, and we saw the Gemara said, even if they're both Chachamim, they have to be Marbe B'Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is the nature of this mitzvah? The bottom of page 7. This too is from the Siach HaGrid. This too is from the Haggadah of Rabbi Soloveitchik. One of the like 10 Haggadahs of Rabbi Soloveitchik. Yeshna Shtei Mitzvahs Bin Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have two mitzvahs of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and Ohegas B'chol Yom. I have a daily obligation to remember the Exodus. U'mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Hanoheges B'lol Chamisha Asar B'Nisan K'mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. We have two parallel mitzvahs. I have the daily obligation to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do I fulfill that? Tefillin, Tzitzis, the third paragraph of Shema. So I have a daily obligation. But I also have a unique obligation, a distinct obligation on Seder night. So what's the difference? For Adonu Achron on the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Chafalaf, Umar Mekom Moshe Hevi Shem, Sheila, Mani Tosef and Mitzvah Sipri Tziyaz Mitzrayim, Shebelach HaMisha Sar She'inu Noeg B'chol Yom, Ma'u Chilak Beineim. What additional aspect or component does the obligation on Seder night have over the daily obligation? If I already have a daily obligation, what is added by telling me I also have an obligation on Seder night? Is this my water? Did I open this already?
Yeah.
Margala Bapume Dergon Reb Chaim. Margala Bapume means that Reb Chaim was very fond of saying the following. Someone, one of my rabbinic colleagues pointed out, this is one of the disadvantages of being a pulpit rabbi. A Rosh Yeshiva, when the Rosh Yeshiva repeats himself, so the Talmidim say, you know, my Rebbe used to love to say, I often heard my Rebbe say. But when the pulpit rabbi gives the same drasha, 20 years later, Rabbi, you couldn't come up with anything new? Didn't you say that? I already heard you say that 20 years ago. Why is it the Rosh Yeshiva? He's, oh, my Rosh Yeshiva was very fond of saying. But the pulpit rabbi, Nebuchadnezzar, he has no creativity. So Margila Bapume Dagon Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim used to love to say, right? In other words, I'm guessing that every year at the Seder or sometime over Pesach, Reb Chaim would remind his family of this insight. What's the difference of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim versus Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Shtei mitzvah zeh lechalukah b'shlosh dvarim. And Reb Chaim says there are three distinctions. Number one, Aleph. Mitzvah Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim ulomar b'ktsara sh'yetzonim Mitzrayim. V'yilu mitzvah Sipur, v'saper ba'arucha eskol anisim sh'iru la'vasonim Mitzrayim. The first difference is the length. The daily obligation you can fulfill in one sentence. We were in Egypt, we were out, Yotze. On Pesach night, oh, kolamar b'lasaper, you have to get into it. You have to delve into it. That's number one. Number two, mitzvah zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, he beino levein atzmo. He the mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzrayim, mitzvasi l'saper levno u'la'acherim, midin v'igarato levincha. So my daily obligation is nobody else's business. All I need is me, myself, and I. I just have to remind myself in one succinct sentence, I was in Egypt, I got out of Egypt, shine, done. But Pesach night, there's interpersonal, intergenerational, there's an exchange. You get your son to ask, if your son can't ask, you get your wife to ask, if you can't, you ask yourself. There has to be a conversation. And number three is mitzvah zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, mitzvasi lekabel avo machus shemayim, ardei zeh shemaski yitzias mitzrayim, v'av yedchelek mimitzvah kriyashma, v'yil mitzvah zibur yitzias mitzrayim, mitzvah v'nei atzma l'saper b'yitzias mitzrayim. The third distinction is, my daily obligation of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim is, why? Why do I have to remember every day that I left Egypt? Because the tachlis of leaving Egypt was to get to Har Sinai. I left the pagan, idolatrous practice of Egypt to adopt worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. I left Egypt and I accepted the Ribono Shel Olam. So it's in the context of Kriya Shema. So my daily obligation of Zeicha Yetzias Mitzrayim is to get me to the tachlis of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kriya Shema. Seder night, it's not about Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's an independent mitzvah to remember where I came from and to remember where I'm going. V'nir lahosif. So now the Rav adds on to his Zayda, onto his grandfather, Reb Chaim. I'm on page 8. Nir lahosif b'zeh, da mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzrayim nechla gam detzrich mahal lahodos l'akadosh baruch hu al zeh sh'otzanu mitzrayim. That when it comes to the mitzvah of sipur, Seder night, you have to express gratitude to Hashem that He took us out. V'lachein anu kore mahal b'leil ha-seder. So every single day that I mention leaving Egypt, I mention it, I accept Hashem over me, I'm good to go. But on Seder night, my leaving Egypt must lead me to Hallel. Ach mitzvah zechir yitzias mitzrayim atzma. Which is really all about what Dayenu is. My father is here, loves to say it. He often recites, Margala Bapume of my father at our Seder, that why do we say Dayenu? We sing Dayenu, everybody knows Dayenu, but it's a ridiculous thing, Dayenu. If you would have taken us out, we died in the Midbar, Dayenu? I mean Dayenu. If you took us to our sin, you didn't give us to Dayenu? Really? So no, you see Dayenu, I think he quotes this from Rabbi Menachem Liebtag, that Dayenu is to get to Hallel. What's after Dayenu? Hallel. Each of these things was Dayenu. Each of them was enough to have to express HaKaras HaTov. Each of them is machayev, an expression of hakaras hatov. So sipur yitzias mitzrayim, I have not fulfilled my mandate to tell the story if it doesn't lead me to the destination of Howl and Oda. My daily, I remember in a second. Oh yeah, I left Egypt. I accept Hashem. I'm good. I don't have to get into halal voda. So that's a fourth distinction. Yes, that's a. There you go. That's a fourth distinction that the Rav adds to his grandfather Reb Chaim. V'ra'ila zem idivrei Aran b'Megillah shekasov the Rav Ibn Ezra sover the Pesach ne'achal al chatzot. I'm sorry, the Lazar ben Azaria has sover that Pesach ne'achal al chatzot tzarich likros halal kodem chatzot. So the Ran proves that according to Blazer ben Azaria that the Pesach is only eaten at Chatzos. You have to read a Hallel before Chatzos. You see, Hallel is part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chelak Mimen of Efshel Kros of Akvis Mach Yotzi Dechovas Mitzah Sipur. Odi Eshli Raya Dine Dershin B'Psachim Mati Lechem Shonam Dvarim Harbe. We just learned that last week. And Rashi says Dvarim Harbe Elohim Hallel V'Hagada. So you see, Rashi Tzarich Likros Hallel Al Matzah. So if the Hallel at the Seder was an independent Hallel, so you could finish it after Chatzos, and you could say it without the Matzah around. But from the Ran and Rashi, the Hallel has to be said before Chatzos, the Hallel has to be said on Matzah. What do you see about the Hallel at the Seder? It's not Stam the Hallel of Hanukkah, it's not Stam the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, it's a different Hallel. It's not Hallel. At the Seder, the Hallel is a fulfillment of mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You can't tell the story without finishing with an expression of gratitude. Okay. You can read the rest of the Rav another time. Let's keep going, turn the next page, we saw that too. Back to the Gemara. Let's go a little weiter in the Gemara. Maschah b'genusah mesayim b'shvach. My genus. The Mishnah had said, very ambiguously, you begin with something unflattering, and you end with something flattering. But it didn't tell us what. We have the Haggadah, we know what it says. But if you're just learning the Mishnah, the Gemara wants to know, Tachlis, what's in my Haggadah? What's the Genus and what's the Shvach? So the famous Machlokas. Rav, Amar Mitzchilo Avdei Avada Gulu L'may Avaseinu. Rav says, what's the Genus? What is the unflattering part? The Terach, Avram's father, was an idolater. And then you end with, Ata kervanu amakum lavodaso. You end, what's the Shvach? Wow, we began by being a group of pagan idolaters. But then we came close to Hashem, and we adopted a faith in Him. Shmuel Amar, avadim ayinu. No, it's not that we were idolaters, but we begin with that we were slaves. And what's the Shvach? What do we move to? What's the praise? Shotzianu Hashem mimitzrayim. We were physically enslaved, and He took us out. Amar Rav Nachman l'doru avdei. Rav Nachman said to his servant Doru, avdei d'mapik le'mare, a servant whose master takes him out l'chirus, v'yoav le'kaspa v'd'dava, and gives him gold and silver. My boy l'mei malei, what should the slave say? Amalei boy l'odui l'shabuchei. The slave should be grateful. So Amalei, Rav Nachman says, petarta milomar manashdana, pasal v'amar avadim ayinu. Shine another. We saw this last week. A similar idea. Fine. That is the Gemara. So this is a very. We have a million different Torah at our Seder on this. But you see, the Gemara is very succinct. There's not a lot here. The Mishnah had said Maschal beGenus Masayim b'Shvach, and then the Gemara says, "Well, that's nice. What's the Genus? What's the Shvach? Machalukas Rav and Shmuel is that we were pagans, then we worshipped you. Is that we were slaves and we became free? What's the Makor? How do you know that you're only Yotzei Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim if you start with Genus and get the Shvach? How'd the Mishnah even know that to begin with? How'd the Mishnah know that you have to start with Genus and go to Shvach in order to fulfill the mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why can't I just have Shvach? Why can't I just have Genus? How do you know it's the combination of the two that fulfills the mitzvah? So here, turn to page 10 in your handout. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Ben Attar. Says the Or HaChaim, he got it to Levincha. You know how you know it says the Or HaChaim? State in the Pasuk. Tzorach Ladas, Lama lo amar v'amarta, ki tevas hagada matzinu l'rabbasinu shomer she'ischavim b'dvarim kashim kigidim. Why does it say v'igar to Levincha? Why doesn't it say v'amarta Levincha? Ever bother you? Unusual. V'garta l'vincha. Why doesn't it say v'amarta l'vincha? What's the difference between
one is teaching, one is a directive, the other is just in general speech.
How do you know that? Translate the words.
It's the verb.
Right. Oh, so what's the difference there? Kostamar leves Yaakov, sagid levne Yisrael. So what's the difference there? Somar leves Yaakov is a lashon amira, and the sagid is lashon agada to bnei Yisrael. What's the difference? Rashi quotes that amira is lashon raka. Amira is soft and gentle and sweet. Maybe you want to think about doing whatever. Vigarta is a lashon kasha. That's what he quotes here. Kasha kigidim. It says tough as sinews. Oh, kasha omer bayomahu v'samach gamar bavorzeh. So the Orchaim Kedarka Bakodesh asks a series of questions, and then he's going to try to answer them all up in his little shir koli. But the question that's relevant for us is, why does it say v'igarta levincha? Why doesn't it say v'yamarta levincha? So says the Orchaim, nira ki yichavin al derech omran masra beginusim misayim b'shvach. Yomar ginus avoseim shela avos kilo haya davar meshubach v'omer v'igarata dvarim koshem sheleiv adam nekash mehem v'achar kach mesayim b'shevach v'omer leimor amiros meshubachos mesamchem saleiv mesadim oso. Says the Arachayim, this is the makor. How did Chazal know that from mitzvah to zibri tzias mitzrayim maschel beginus mesayim b'shevach, you start with the unflattering and you move to the flattering? How they know? Because the pasuk says v'igarata levincha lemor. You begin with v'igarata, which is lashon kasha. You say something which is unpleasant. You say something which is uncomfortable. You say something which elevates the tension, and then lemor, and you end with something which is pleasant. So beautiful Orachaim. How do you Chazal know ma'afu beginus m'zayim b'shvach? Because state in the pasuk v'igarata lemor. First the lashon agada, which is the tough language, and then you move over to the amar lemor or v'amarta, which is the more soft, the more pleasant language. The Gris, page 11. Let's see how much further we can get. Says the Gris. The Gris is Reb Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik. Reb Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik is Reb Chaim's son, the Rav's uncle. Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik and his father Reb Moshe Soloveitchik were brothers, otherwise known by many as the Brisker Rav. So the Brisker Rav is a sefer on Chumash, the Griz in the stencil Ala Torah, and here he writes the following Kuf Mem Zayin, the middle paragraph. Rabbi Maskus, you indulge me 2 more minutes.
Five,
Baruch Hashem. In the Hadam Askirin Tzias, that was a big mistake. Hadam Askirin Tzias Mitzayim B'Kriyas Shema. Tzarech V'Yeiza Shaychas Yeshu Tzchias Tzias Mitzayim B'Kriyas Shema. So now you understand. By the way, you understand the Brisker Rav's kasha. We already brought from Reb Chaim that there are three distinctions between the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzayim and the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Mitzayim, and the Rav, the Brisker Rav's nephew, added a fourth distinction. So the Brisker Rav wants to know, if you had an obligation daily to mention Tzias Mitzrayim, why did you step it into Krishna? What does one thing have to do with Krishna? Do 2 mitzvahs separately. Say Shemir Krishna and remember Tzias Mitzrayim. Halohi mitzvah miyuchedas. They're 2 separate mitzvahs. Nira, no. Tichsib ani Hashem lokeichem asher yotzeisiyeschem eretz Mitzrayim liyos lachem lelokeim. The pasuk says, ani Hashem lokeichem, the 3rd paragraph Shema, asher yotzeisiyeschem eretz Mitzrayim. I am the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt. Why did I take you out of Egypt? Now you understand the Brisker Rav gives us a second makor for why we begin with Genus and we move to Shvach. Upligi my Genus, Rabba Mitchilov de Abadazara Yavasinu, Shmuel Amar Abadimayinu, Vitzarach Bir, my Shech Mitchilov de Abadazara Yavasinu, because he's Mitzrayim. Why in the world should you begin remembering the miracle of God taking you out of Egypt? Why should you have to begin it by remembering that your forefathers were pagan idolaters? What does one thing have to do with the other? Says the Brisker Rav. He says, no, now you understand. Explaining the position of Rav. In other words, in the Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Which is the more logical position? Shmuel. Right? The Seder night is all about we were slaves and we went free. Why is Rav saying, no, you begin by remembering we were pagans and then we got close to Hashem? That's nice, but that's not what tonight is about. Remember that on Shavuos when you stood at Har Sinai. What are you doing on Pesach night remembering, oh, my great Zayd and Baba, they were pagans. But we, Baruch Hashem, now we're Bala Tshuva. Now you're remembering that Seder night? What does that have to do with anything? So the Brisker Rav says, no. Rav understands that the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the Yetzia from Mitzrayim, but rather was the arrival at Har Sinai. And how does he know that? From the Pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Lios Lachem, Le'elokim. And that's why, Masa B'Genus, the Messiah M'Shvach, Rav says, the Genus is, first we were idolaters. The Shvach is, we came close to you. How did Rav know that? Because if that's the way God wants us to remember it, every day we say Shema. God wants us to remember it time. How does He want us to remember it? What's the context? That He is Asher Tzeisichem Eretz Mitzrayim, Lios Lachem Lelukim. If that's the context that God wants us to remember it, then certainly that's the way we should remember it. That's the Genus and the Shevach that we do as well. Are they arguing, Rav Shmuel? Do they really disagree? So the Ritva says in Source 12, in the Haggadah of the Ritva, where I put the arrow, Avadim Ayinu, Zeut Chilas Haggadah. Uchivas Mamashtanu, Fishavadim Ayinu Leparo. Gemara Masa Beginus Messiah Mishvach, Lasse Shevach Odol Hashem, Hashem Ashpos Yerin of Yom. The Nechluke Begemara Maiginus, Rav Amr Mitchilu, Rav Amr, Mevadim Ayinu Leparo. Maskana Kavase, Du Basura. Rav Nachman Avad, Kavase, Du Dodoro Avde. Mustabra says the Ritva, Lo Nechluke, Ela Beeza Maschilim. Really, they both agree that the Genus and the Shvach incorporates all four components. The debate, Rav and Shmuel, is not about which is the Genus and which is the Shevach, but it's about which is the focus, which is the emphasis, which one do you begin with. Why should Maschil be Genus and Messiah B'Shvach? I guess we'll start with this next week. You're going to see four or five different opinions about what's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and why do you need the contrast of Genus and of Shevach, and then we'll go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnayos of the Seder go a lot faster than the Seder itself. Right, our Mishnah said, pour the second cup, ask the four questions, Maschil Beginus Messiah B'Shvach, and Darshan Arami Ovid Avi. What's the next Mishnah? What are we up to already? Rabbi Gamliel Omer. At our Seder, Rabbi Gamliel Omer loosely translates to, you're going to eat soon. So you see that in the order of the Mishnayos, it moves very quickly. But we darshan a whole world in between. Magid for us is a ganza drasha. So we'll get into all of this a little bit and continue with it next week. And the Maskots will begin in a minute and a half.